Blog Talk Radio.
BlogTalkRadio.com. This is the Brandon Walton Show. What's going on, gang? What's up? I'm your host, Brandon Walton. It is our anniversary. Today we're celebrating 3 years. We're celebrating 3 years of the Brandon Walton Show. I'm really, you know what? I'm excited. I'm thankful. I'm honored. I'm blessed, man. 3 years of being able to say, you know what? You've been able to do this. You've been able to do, you know, you've been able to make what you really want, what you wanted to do to actually come true. I'm truly honored and blessed and just truly thankful, you know. Not everybody can say that they can do that, you know, that they've done that, man. So it's a celebration up in this mofo, okay? I'm telling you, we turn it up, man. It's a good look. It's a good look for everybody. Thank you. Hey, listen, first and foremost, what's up, everybody? Like I said, I'm your host, Brandon Walton. And today it is May 6th, 2015. Happy post-Cinco de Mayo to you. Happy post-Cinco de Mayo to you. For you guys running out there getting too crazy out there in the streets. And hopefully, you know, you guys are able to make it back to your places that you needed to be. And, man, I ran to a guy downtown earlier today. Guy didn't make it home at all. He was just out there looking tough. Tough. And I was like, dude, you all right? He said, dude, man, he said, Cinco de Mayo, that doggone Cinco de Mayo. I said, all right. So I'm kind of glad I kept my butt in the house last night because I already know being out there last night wasn't going to do anything good for me. Hey, listen, since obviously we're talking about Cinco de Mayo, we're talking about, you know, it's May, and obviously May, you know, you get new weather. How the heck do you guys not know what I'm getting ready to go into? And we're talking about Mayweather. Did you guys catch the fight Saturday? This is what I'm running into. A lot of people are saying, and I did see the fight on Saturday. A lot of people are saying, you know, Mayweather's the best. He's this, he's that. Some people are saying, you know, it was a boring fight. Some people are saying, you know, a lot of different things. Let me tell you this right now. And I will admit this. First and foremost, I think Mayweather is one of the best, is one of the all-time greats, as far as pound for pound, as far as what he does. But I was rooting for Pacquiao in that fight. I was, not because of anything except for the fact that I feel like Mayweather needs to be humbled at least one good time. And that's really what I was expecting to happen. Of course, now we know, of course, Pacquiao stated that he had injured his shoulder, and he didn't, you know, he was trying to get, you know, a shot to numb the pain. The judges or the regulars wouldn't let him do that. So obviously he's trying to say, you know, he's really trying to imply, had he had his shoulder really 100%, things may have gone different. But to be honest with you, the fight was really about more so about how Mayweather was able to dodge everything. Mayweather has always been a defensive boxer, really, if you think about it. Technically, he's about winning fights. That's it. Not about knocking people out. If you want to see a brawl, you should have seen Tyson back in the day. You should have seen, you know, Sugar Ray knock dudes out. Mayweather's not a knockout. It's not that type of fighter. But that's not to say that it wasn't boring. It wasn't anything spectacular that really happened. It really wasn't. Boxing is really dead. The only thing that keeps people in is because Mayweather has found a way to create a hype machine and create hype around him. He's created his persona, though, but the persona, I think, is finally starting to take a toll on the man, and I think it's actually going against him now. I think it's really going against him, and it's interesting to see how many people were rooting for Pacquiao, and myself included. I was one of those people that was rooting for Pacquiao to really win the fight. And because obviously, if you look at what Pacquiao has done for the community, what he stands for, what he represents, it's kind of hard to hate the guy, you know? it's really hard to hate somebody that you know is that from the outside looking in, because obviously we don't know what everybody, you know, what every single person does in their spare time. But from the outside looking in, it looks like he's a very family oriented person. It looks like he really does care a lot about what goes on in his community and what goes on, you know, in his own personal life. And he seems to be a person who's really looking to make change. I think that's what's happening, is that people are starting to realize that Mayweather, as much money as he has, I think a lot of people are saying, well, what is he doing to help the community, in particular the black community? And a lot of people are starting to compare him to Ali. And what people have to understand is that he is not Ali, number one. And number two, he is still not Ali, because Ali was a people's champ. Mayweather is just a champ, but he's not, you know, he's not people's champion. He's not anybody that you can really say, hey, you know, I represent this, I represent that, or whatever the case is. You know, Ali was a rare commodity, in a rarity that a lot of people were fortunate, or some people were fortunate to say that, hey, they've experienced or witnessed Ali at his best, and have been able to say, you know what, that's a real champ. I've seen it firsthand. And some people haven't been that fortunate to see that. All that they've seen is Mayweather. For me personally, I've seen Mayweather. I've seen, you know, as far as some, you know, middleweight, lightweight, what have you, the middleweight era. From heavyweight, you know, I saw Tyson. Tyson had his moment, so he could actually be a cool champ. Then he got kind of whatever. You know, Holyfield. You know, those guys. So see Foreman. I mean, you know, Sugar Ray. There were all these guys that were, like, just phenomenal athletes and just, you know, great, great, great people at the same time, though. And it's just like, you know, you don't get that vibe from Mayweather. You don't get that vibe. It's a business. And I think that's what it is. It's become a business, and that's what boxing is now. Boxing has always been about the money, though, but now it's about the business. And the thing is, though, is that no one really watches boxing except for if it's dealing with Mayweather. Mayweather fights probably like two times a year, if that now, and he's getting ready to retire after this last fight. So who's really going to watch boxing after this? You know, De La Hoya is another person who comes to mind as far as doing good stuff is from when being the champion. But you know, these it's a different day and age, and it's like, okay, well, what can be done to better it, or what do we have to understand how to move on? And that's really where we are right now as a society with that, with that issue. But I really want to find something for you guys and. You know, if I can get my team actually to put together, hopefully I can, you know, we can find it for you, talk where Ali talks about what he wants to do after retirement, you know, after he retires. And it's really inspiring what he says, because he really puts it into perspective about what it's really about. Okay, we're going to play that for you guys later on. But once again, hey, listen, you know, we are talking about, it is our anniversary. It is our third-year anniversary of the Brandon Watlington Show. Indeed, indeed, indeed. And I just want to say this. It has been an honor. It's been a privilege. It has been a blessing to be a part of your lives. And to be a part of, you know, just, you know, your everyday or your every week routine. And just really being able to just say, you know, hey, listen, you know, Brandon's going to talk about this, or we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about this together. Or he's coming from a perspective that really makes sense to me. Or he comes from a perspective that really I may need to hear. And I'm just thankful that I took out a step out on faith. And really decided to go for it, because I was super nervous the first time I decided to do the show. Super nervous. But like I said, I really went, I made sure that I was able to go against what my fears were, because all fear is nothing but like the acronym. Everybody's heard it though, but it's the honest to God truth. False evidence appearing real. It's mind over matter. It really is. I made the choice to overcome my fears and to start the show. And it really was about just, you know, helping to entertain you, but to help encourage you and to help move you guys forward. And speaking of entertaining and encouraging, I have Ryan Kilgore, saxophone player Ryan Kilgore. You've probably seen him tour with Stevie Wonder, who's going to be on the Brandon Watlington Show shortly. So you guys need to make sure that you look out for that. As well as, we finally have a date We finally have a launch date, okay? May 25th. May 25th is the launch, the official launch of our YouTube page that we have, our digital media page that we're going to premiere. And we also have about four different sets of shows that we're going to have on there, with the main one being actually a late night talk show that we have finally releasing on May 25th. So make sure that you guys look out for that. Look out for it on Twitter. Look out for it on Instagram as well. As I you know, give you guys links to get to that. We have some phenomenal guests that are going to be coming on. Some of them I can't even I want to say right now, but I can't right now until we get it finalized. But of course, you know, you never want to speak things ahead of time. You speak things into existence, but you never want to count your eggs before they hatch. So, like I said, and that's really what it was. You know, that we were really trying to get the, you know, our digital content up as well. The same thing when I was, you know, launching the radio show as well online. It was just saying, you know, I want to make some things happen. I want to get it done. This is what we're going to do. And that's really what it was. I stepped out on faith and I just chose to make it happen. I decided to make it happen. It's all a choice. Everything in this life is a choice. It all depends on whether or not you want to, or whether or not you'll be okay with the positive or the negative consequence. But, all right, we got it, guys? Okay, great. So what we're going to do now, I want to play this for you real quick, because really this is just, you know, this is just a thank you guys for being there for us. But I want to play this Muhammad Ali clip for you all, talking about what, you know, what he wants to do when he retires from boxing, and listen to what this man had to say.
Life doing nothing.
What he goes on to say in that clip is saying he wants to make sure he uses his time the most effective that he can, and he says he wants to use his time to get ready to meet God, which I thought was a great response, because there is going to come a time where we know where you're going to have to make sure that you get yourself that you put yourself in position to meet your maker, you know, and get right into get prepared for that, and to get your life right for that, to train for that. That's really what it's about. It's about helping people, but it's about getting yourself right as well. Once again, this is Brandon Watlinson. Thank you guys for tuning in, for checking us out. God bless. Take care. Peace.